I remember going camping with family in the summer, and we had this clear night sky full of stars. And we take with us one of these massive telescopes, kind of so big you need to put it on a picnic table to keep the thing steady. And with the help of an app on the phone, found where the planet Saturn was. And I remember looking through the telescope and seeing the light of the sun bouncing off Saturn in this beautiful but eerie brightness. I could see the rings around the planet, millions of miles away. And it felt otherworldly. And I remember the moment I looked through that telescope, I suddenly thought to myself, there must be more out there. And at the same time, I was then suddenly hit by this feeling of then feeling really small, which being 6'6" doesn't happen very often to me. But so seeing that the sky is so big and the stars are so far away, like, what's my place in all of this? And actually, that feeling was quite scary. Have you ever had a moment like that? Or I think the moment I first held my baby daughter in my arms, overwhelmed with love and emotions for this little bundle. I remember feeling this kind of, I would lay my life down for you kind of love, like no questions, and thinking, wow, where did that come from? Have you ever had a what was that moment? What I mean by that is a moment you couldn't explain, a moment you realize there is more to life than what we can see or put under a microscope, a moment where you think there must be more. Have you ever felt like that? Might have been looking at a sunset or the stars, and you had a moment wash over you where you suddenly think, well, I don't usually think about this kind of stuff very often, but there must be more out there. There must be some higher power behind it all. And if you've had a moment like that, it can leave us with a funny mix of kind of wonder and awe and fear. Like, what is out there? What is out there? And those what was that moments, they can come from seeing beauty in nature, like I described, or it can come from something which feels far more spiritual. It could be anything like today, coming to a carol service and being in a community of people in a crowd on a dark winter's night and hearing beauty in the music, singing ancient words filled with truth, and a moment washes over you of awe and wonder. Or it could be to the range of something you genuinely only feel you could call a spiritual experience. You had a coincidence and you couldn't explain it. You have had a sudden desire to pray, or a feeling creeping up on you that maybe there is a God. What was that moment? I can't just put down to the secular story that it was just a trick of the lights or a dopamine rush to my brain. There is more out there. And actually, the stats say this is something that more and more people in the UK are picking up on. So percentages, there's an uptick in the amount of people who'd say that they pray regularly or engage in some kind of spiritual practice. More people are realizing there is more out there. And the Christmas story is our annual reminder that there is. But I think the question is, what exactly? And what I love about the Bible is that it doesn't conform to the secular story that there's nothing more to life than what we can interrogate under a microscope. The Bible is honestly and refreshingly weird, isn't it? The Christmas story we've had read for us tonight, it's weird. It is. Shepherds doing a night shift get confronted by angels. What? Where do they come from? And they have a message. And the message is, the God and creator of everything has become a baby. You what? It's weird. Talk about a what was that moment. The shepherds in the story, they have a spiritual encounter. They cannot explain it away. And what I want to say tonight is that their story shows us how fear can be swapped for joy. How our fear at what might be out there can be swapped for joy when we learn who is with us. So it begins with the shepherds having a terrifying experience. In your Luke's Gospels, please turn to me to page 6. These booklets are yours, by the way, so feel free to really open it up, break the spine, turn to page 6. Take it at home, scribble all over it, read it. And page 6, little number 8, verse 8, halfway down page 6. Let me read it. Page 6 and little number 8, verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, And the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. I bet they were terrified. You know, there they were, minding their own business, counting the sheep, presumably trying not to fall asleep, when suddenly an angel appears. Wouldn't you have so many questions? Where have you come from? And what did they look like? Did they have an accent? What were they wearing? But what terrifies them, we're told, is that the glory of the Lord shone around them. Not the glory of the angel. It's the glory of the Lord. And the Lord is the name of God. God's glory is a sign of his presence. Here it's as a light shining in the darkness. Not like my little Christmas tree lights at home. But here, a brilliant radiance, an overwhelming thing to see. They've had a what was that moment. And it's told them two things. God is real and God is near. And did you spot their reaction? They were terrified. I don't blame them. I play for a rugby club, and after training, we go to the pub together. And I remember a while back talking to three of my teammates, and we got on to talk about some of these big questions of life. And I said to them, if a God existed, would you want to know them? And all three of them replied at exactly the same time, no! How would I know if that God would be for me or against me? That'd be terrifying. And deep down, I think we know there is a possibility that this God could be against me. I've seen enough Netflix shows like Stranger Things or K-pop Demon Hunters to fill my imagination with what darkness could be on the other side of the spiritual realm. What if this God was bad and against me? But another part of us knows, I think, deep down, that a God could be against me, not because of what they or it are like, but because of what I'm like. In the light of the glory of the Lord, the darkness in me would be exposed. In the presence of purity, my very mixed motivations and heart would be brought to light. And the Bible is honest with us to say, yes, we're capable of love and goodness, but we're capable of selfishness and evil as well. There's a reason we feel guilt and shame. The Bible calls it sin. If there was a God out there, would you want to meet them? Well, I think the answer would depend on what they or it was like. Well, what I'd love to share with us today is that this Christmas story is here to say that our fear at what might be out there can be swapped for joy when we learn who is with us. Because it goes for these shepherds from being a terrifying experience and it turns into a joyful experience. And let's pick this story back up on page 6, please. Page 6 and verse 10. Verse 10, but the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. So they've just seen the glory of the Lord shine around them and they were terrified. And now they're told that this same Lord has come to them. Will he be terrifying? No. No, what causes great joy is that this God has come to save as a savior. He's come to rescue, to redeem, to save. Our movies are full of this kind of theme this year. We've got Superman, Mission Impossible, 28 years later. These stories keep coming up in our culture because deep down the Bible tells us we need a savior. We need a savior to rescue us from the terrifying problem of standing in the light of the glory of the Lord as sinners like we are. We need a savior to rescue us from a suffering and broken world that can feel really hard at times. And the angel tells us, look at the baby in the Christmas manger. Here is a boy born to die. The plan is, this boy who will grow up to be the Jesus Christ, who lived the perfect life I never could. And on the cross, he died the death that I deserved. On the cross, he died for sin. And did you notice how the angel put it? I love it. The angel put it, a savior has been born to you. To you. And if that sounds weird, it then gets even weirder. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts, and loads of angels turn up, and they sing verse 14, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. That's peace to you. Peace between you and God because of this Jesus. Because of this Jesus, we don't need to worry about if this God would be against me or for me. We're at peace with him. Because Jesus is that God come in flesh and blood. He grew up to be the man who welcomed anyone who came to him. He was both majestic and awesome, but gentle and approachable. And that means peace inside me. And yes, I am a messy mix of good and bad, but I can feel peace about myself because Jesus is my savior. My sin's been dealt with, forgiven. The guilt is no more. This is good news of great joy for all the people. Now, in the story, the shepherds hear it and they rush off to have a look at this Jesus. Will you? One of the things I love about being a Christian believer is having my "what was that" moments, like looking through that telescope at Saturn and the rings and being able to say, thank you, God, for making such a big and beautiful world, universe that's beyond me getting my head around. And yet I know that you've placed me here in this time and this place for a purpose. Or moments like holding my little baby daughter in my arms and thinking, thank you, God, for giving me love for this little bundle, because I know all love comes from you. Help me to love her like Jesus loved me. Or maybe being in a carol service like this, feeling the transcendence of it all and a sense of spiritual presence amongst us, and being convinced that there is a higher power. And that's not just a nameless force, but a God who's shown himself to me in Jesus Christ, who's shown me that despite it all, he's not against us. He's for us. Jesus is the answer to all our "what was that" moments. Fear swapped for joy, because Jesus shows us that this higher power, he's not against us. He's for us. Jesus has come into this world for us. And as the angel said, a savior has been born to you. The God behind it all wants to know you. And Christmas is the message that through Jesus, you can.